Thank you. All right, Simon Nun Tess, Sif Bays. Where'd you say we're going to? Tess?
I think Hess, I'll double check.
That's including. Oh, yeah.
I'm checking right now, one second. Hess, including Hess.
Including Tess. Okay. So Simon Nun Tess, Sif Bays. Chaya mother, now we get a lot of very good in this Sif. You get this is. This sif is probably as an important sif as you get for emuna and betochen and how to have emuna and betochen. And if we take it to heart what he says here, then we will then you can survive anything if you do it really legit. So chayav you have to bench Hashem, you have to say a bracha, not bench Hashem, but you have to say a bracha to Hashem. Also on bad things that happen. Shenemar v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'edecha b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzarecha. When it says you have to thank Hashem with all your heart, it's with your two yetzers, b'yetzer hatov v'yetzer hara. Pirish, gam k'shu isik bin yonei oylam hazeh, even when you're being isik in yonei oylam hazeh, yikayim b'chol drachecha de'eu, you can still be mekayim a mitzvah of knowing Hashem in whatever it is that you do. So even if you're playing basketball, or you're going away on vacation, but you keep thinking in your head that this is this that about Hashem, so then you can be mekayem a mitzvah that way too. V'chol nafshecha, filu hu noitel es nafshecha. Even if Hashem is going to take your nefesh, v'chol me'edecha, v'chol mamoncha. Even if Hashem takes away all your money, you still have to love Hashem. That's one pshat. Dover acher b'chol me'edecha, b'chol mido mido shu ma'ided l'cha. Whatever measurement Hashem measures out for you. Whether he gives you good or whether he gives you bad, having ma'idilah, you have to thank him. Mahu mevarech. So what's the bracha? Al shmuas rois mevarech. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam dayan ha'emes. In both like kama shmuas bevas achas bein tovus bein rois. And if you have many different news, very many different pieces of news, dayan lebracha achas. That's enough with one bracha. Fine. V'chayav adam levarech gam Shlema. So here's the main part. That a person is chayiv to make a bracha on the bad with full das and with a full heart. Meaning not a depressing bracha. You have to make it with full simcha. The same way we make a good bracha on something that's good, we have to make the bracha on something that's bad. With chesed and mishpat, chesed is normally that's kindness. Mishpat is when Hashem is judging us the way we really should be judged. Right? So im chesed, ashira. If it's chesed, I'm going to sing to Hashem. Vim mishpat, ashira. And if it's with mishpat, which means Hashem was not having rachmanis, I'm going to sing with that too. Ki gam hara lo'ev de Hashem yisparach shemai hi simchasam. Now you hear this line? That even the bad, for somebody who is an Oved Hashem, even the bad is a simcha and a toiva from Hashem. Why? Kivan shem mekabel ba'ava masha gozer alav Hashem yisparach shemai b'munasai. Right? Since you mekabel with love, what Hashem was mekabel on him with full faith, because everything is a kapara for averus. Meaning, if something good happens to you, so then something good happens to you, which I'm not so sure if you look at it as bad or good. But if something bad happens to you and you look at it like it's kaparas avinus, razu, so then what comes out? So if you makabal the bad with a full heart, then what comes out is that with this kabbalah of the bad, who oivedes Hashem, vavoide. That means you're being Oyver Hashem at that part at that point, and that Oyver Hashem brings you simcha. All right. So meaning those that are happy and are always are meaning, I don't know which one comes first, but if you're an Oyver Hashem and you legit believe that everything that happens to you is good, then you're gonna be happy regardless. You're not gonna have nerves, you're not gonna have anxiety, you're not gonna have fear. There's nothing to fear. You just live a happy-go-lucky life, and whatever it is that Hashem does to you, Hashem does to you. I'm not saying this is an easy thing to implement, but this is that's what the kids are saying. It's simcha, and it's a simcha of Hashem.
What makes it bad?
What makes what bad?
Saying if that's you're avoiding, you're taking it, that's their emotion. So then what's the difference between good or bad? Everything's
And a
good.
chanami. No, it's not bad. But a lamaisa, if you hurt your foot, so it hurts. you're happy about it, but it hurts. It's good. You can't say that it's good, meaning it's bad on the surface, right? But look at today's parents. You're mechamen a little bit to Gimel. Look at Gimel. Hegia lof toiva. Let's say a good thing happened to you, right? Oisha shama shmua toiva. Oh, you heard good news. Afa pisha advarim marin shetoiva zu tigrim loyra. Even though it seems like this good news might actually cause bad news. What does that mean? Kugon shematzim mitzia. You found something on the floor. Bim yishama hadavar lemelech yikach kol hashaloi. And if the king hears about it, the king's going to think that you're a crook. So he's going to come take everything. He's going to punish you. Right? So this is a good news because you found the metziah, but it could very well be lead to bad news. You still have to make a toiva meitiv because we go with what we go with the present, and we don't look towards the future. Let's say something bad happened, or you heard bad news. Even though you know that it's bad news now, but ultimately it will cause you good. Let's say your field got totally wiped out. Saying it damages your tvua. And when the water leaves, it's good for him because it irrigated his fields. Because right now you lost your field. You don't make a bracha on what's going to be. You make a bracha on what's bad now. Meaning, lamashal, where you have a chas v'shalom, somebody has a fire in their house, and they know they have a great insurance policy. So right now, you would make the bracha dayana emes, even though you know there's going to be a big payday, and you're probably going to make some decent money on the deal. All right, so because you only do what's in the present. Talit, la'ilam ye adam ragel loymer koma davar rachmana l'tava. But a person should always be making himself ragel to say whatever happens is for the good. Fine. Hey, yalda ishtoi zachar. If the wife has a baby boy, mevarach hatoiv ametiv. You make hatoiv ametiv because it's a toiv for the husband and metiv for the wife, or toiv for the wife, metiv for the husband, whichever it is, it's for both of them. And the woman could also make that bracha, or the husband can be, have her in mind. And if the wife died during childbirth, then there's only one parent, so you only make shechiyonu. Sounds a little bit harsh. Let's say the father dies before the baby's born, then the wife just makes shechiyonu. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says that many people don't make this bracha. If you notice, it doesn't talk, the kitzur does not talk, and neither does Shulchan Aruch talk about any bracha being made when a girl is born. Which, it's not clear why there's no bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah says that you may as well make shechiyonu because it's no worse than seeing a friend that you haven't seen in a year that you make a shechiyonu. So it can't be any worse, a girl having a baby girl. Whatever, it's hard to understand that, but that's what it says in the... that's what it doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch. Vav, meis aveh v'yechem mishar kroivu. Let's say a guy's father or another relative dies. I feel any krove, or if he's not even a relative, elashu adam kosher, but he's an adam kosher. Mikosher came talmud chacham shu mitzdar alav talmud chacham that he's in pain because he died. Mevarach baruch ato Hashem lekenu melchalom dayon ha'emes. Vashar adam sheinu mitzdar kolkach, and on anybody else who you're not so mitzdar, aymer baruch dayon ha'emes, beloy shem malchus, without using Hashem's name. Now the mefarshim bring that even though it seems like if he's a chacham, the meaning is that you do not make with Hashem's name on a Talmud Chacham unless you mamish a Talmud Mubak. But if, let's say, the father left over an inheritance, so basically the guy just lost his father, he makes two brachas. He makes Dayana Emes, and then he makes Shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'yonu lazman hazeh, even though these brachas are direct opposites. Nobody is saying Shechiyonu that he lives in this world, that he's got to live to see his father die. Right? Fine. Let's say there's other brothers to split the Yerusha. Then instead of saying Shechiyonu Mavarach HaToyv HaMeitiv, you make a Toyv HaMeitiv. This is assuming that the brothers are still all talking, because the number one thing that causes breakups in families is a Yerusha. But Zion, Bono Ikona Bias. Let's say a guy builds or buys a house. Ikona Kalim or Mabushim Chashuvim. Or he buys utensils or clothing that's Chashuv. Afilu Hayu like a Yotze Be'elu Tchila. Even if he already had a house or he had this clothing, but he has new. Elashelu Loi Hayu Shalai Me'aylam. These were not his Me'aylam. Lafuke Machron V'chazer Ukanon. This comes to exclude, like, if you sold your car and then you bought it back a year later. That's not such a simcha. V'hu sameach b'hem, and you're happy with these things. Samavarech shechiyonu. So again, it's difficult to say nowadays. Many people don't make these brachas. We're a very spoiled generation. Has to make you really happy. V'yesh avarech b'shas ha-kinyin, and the bracha should be made when you buy it. Oy gemara binyin, or at the end of the building. Av b'isha dayin lein neshtamish b'hem, even if you haven't used it yet. Ke'en ha-bracha ela al simchas ha-lev, the bracha is on the happiness of the heart. And that he's happy with the kinyan. Now there's a big tumult in the paiskim. If you buy a house, well, certainly it doesn't apply to leasing a car, because you don't own the car. Leasing is just a fancy rental. What about if you buy a car with a loan, or you buy a house with a loan, which is most people? So can you make the bracha? Because then it's not really yours outright. You got to deal with the bank and all those things. So that's debatable. The best thing to do is get a legitimate new fruit and make a bracha on that and have both in mind. Ches, even though we make it in the morning, which we'll get to, but when you get your new clothing, you say the bracha malbish arumim. Even though you already said it, when you wear this new beged, you go, you make it. Now again, the Paiskim say we don't make these brachas. Best thing to do is put it on first thing in the morning and have it in mind. Achim levashe shachris nifta brachas zayis. But if you already wore it in the morning, then you're potter with the bracha b'shachris. Yesharim da'koyne koiva, when you buy a hat, kishe mesima v'roishoy, when you place it on your head, yivarech oiter yisal b'sifara. U'be'ezer, when you get a new belt, yivarech oizei yisal b'gvura. V'yeshcholken, those that disagree, alkein toiv l'loshem pam rishoyne shachris, like we just said, you should wear it for the first time by shachris. And you have kavana to be pater with these brachas. That you say them with the seder habrachas in the morning. If you buy a talis shal mitzvah, after you put the tzitzis onto the talis, then you make a bracha shechiyonu. And if you didn't make it then, and then you make it when you wrap the talis for the first time. After the lisate petitzis, which is an interesting machlokes also. When do you make the shechiyonu on the talis? Right? All the newlyweds ask this, you know, if they're making the first time they put on the talis, the day after the chasana. So the kitzur is paskening, you make the bracha first, and then you make shechiyonu, and he's holding that it's not a hefsik because it's all me'inyan. It's all that Indian, but others say make the shechiyonu first, and then you can make then you make lesate batzitzis. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and a fine Shabbos.